stuck in the middle of it. Yeah, we better make the best of it. And the only way to survive is just to make a profit. I'm off it. Coming with a fat jam, that cat that doesn't give a damn. But anyway, I figured this, that if it don't stop, then I won't quit. Keep trying to make money so life can be a pure bliss. Reminisce on days gone by, like we all know, only the strong survive. Don't be scared, let's let each other fly. Just chill, see how we get by. And please don't get caught up in the mix. This world is full of dirty tricks. Add to that, never trust a trick. With God's blessing, nobody will take my place. Cause damn, I just love this place. God's blessing, nobody will take my place. I just love this place.
On the T-Junction Radio Veritas. Good news for a change. Let's keep it simple. Saba Creatives is almost.
Let's go again.
I'm sick of promises and lies. Privilege is a trial.
My family, my friend, give me
this.
It's so important to me. It's next to it, it's like the Northwest promise to me. How you always should be. Freedom of life for me. It's just the best things in life for free. And you keep me in touch with my love for you. I know you heard it for it now. Oh, that's love too. That's how I keep it with you. Forever true. Whether dark or blue. My proud will walk out, trail us through. It's because the ring I saw every day like pop. And then the music, whenever they get you, we're giving it we feel. Kabai fika show, we won't abuse it. We know better than to bite the hand that feed us. I saw the lipas, tell them you don't really need us. It's a moving on, so we thank the Lord Jesus. Why chocolate gana hajo pala mama? Told me to try harder, why mama? Why this time I have no faith in me? Rest in peace, yes, thank you for raising me. Mama give birth to a king, Murule kula ne bling like Palamon on, I never go try to push me. Shame on you, worry, cause I got you covered. Sun and all, coolie chana, go bust chava, come on.
Minutes after 7, some beautiful, beautiful, awesome music to kick off the show this morning right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. That was Morafe, Here We Stand, and before we kicked it off with TKZ, we love this place. Yes, indeed, we do really love this place. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy, once again, he's wearing that jacket. Lengfunugum check.
Hey, Baba, you're better than the guy. You're gonna have under my booty, Baba. It only tells you, Baba, that we don't want to knock you one more time.
I'm gonna take you a pic. Yes, you need
Facebook.
Otherwise, Mr. Lee.
It's been good. Yeah, it's been a hectic week. You know, I'm preparing for the 2016 4-day commemoration.
Okay, right.
Commemoration. Yeah.
40 years this year.
40 years of 1976, so it's uprising, Baba. 40 years. Since I'm dealing with schools, I always tell these children good how blessed they are, you know, how so fortunate they are. So I'm planning that with the few schools that I've chosen for the June 16 activity, I'll be having an event, so I'll be telling our listeners more about it as time goes on, you know. So I'm being busy with that motivation, half-yearly exam. I'm knocking now. Some other schools have already started with their papers. You know, I've been going in and out of schools, you know. Chablan Litari, Chablan Technicali, George Koza, La Vela. You know, all those schools. I know they are listening, some of the learners, you know. Because I always tell them, you know, I put Veritas first. You know, this is my home.
You thank know? You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I work 6 days a week. And on Sunday, I relax and just go to church, you know, and wind down and say thank you to God for everything that has done for me, Babake. And how was your week,
Babake? Hi. My week was I wouldn't say even quick. I be slow, daughter. You know when you're having a slow week.
I could just imagine.
I had
slow week.
It was one of those weeks. I asked you if it's slow because it's the last week till payday.
Oh,
or what?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably,
but I had a very slow week. But I'm just thankful I made it this far. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we have done for a week.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I know, even though it was slow, but yeah, it was very productive, you know.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes. Yeah, it has to be productive.
Yeah,
hey. Good morning. Ati, hi guys, I missed you so much for the whole 2 weeks, but I'm back now. Can't wait to have a blessed. Love you guys and have a super duper day. Thank you, Metsi.
We love you too, Metsi.
Always here. Part of the family.
I'm blessed in a surrender with my old lady.
We are blessed. It's 16 minutes after 7. The station, of course, is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave. We are found on DSTV, Audio Bouquet Channel 870 and www.radioveritas.co.za. That's where you can catch us on audio streaming live, Baba. You can call us on 011-452-7115. Send us an SMS on 41809, starting with the prefix VERI. Or you can catch us on Facebook, social media. Of course, we are found there, Radio Veritas South Africa, Twitter at Radio Veritas SA. Or you can simply just do like Metsi Kekana, send me a message on my own Facebook profile, Tiso True Story Muso. True Story, one word, TRUSTORY. 17 minutes after 7 on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas. We're bringing you nothing but the greatest. Thank you, Siyabonga Lee.
Thank you, my RT. I'm also available on Facebook, Baba. You can just log in on Lee. Nkosi.
Lee Nkosi.
Yeah, Lee Nkosi.
L-double-E.
The king.
The voice.
King is here.
The voice.
You know, we're not killing for you. Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
Well, I'm Chris Pochot, and that little bit of music is my theme that tells you that we're going to be talking about The Melting Pot. The Melting Pot is a program that I'll be presenting every Sunday evening. And we chat with people from all sorts and kinds of backgrounds, interesting things, challenging things, different things, and hopefully sometimes challenging and stimulating things. Tune in on a Sunday evening at just after 6, and you'll be able to hear really interesting, up-to-date, different insights into your faith here in South Africa. Look forward to being with you.
Matins on Sunday, a program of music and words of inspiration every Sunday morning between 6 and 9 o'clock, with me, Colin York. The program will include the much-loved and ever-popular O Come, Let Us Sing, half an hour of sacred choral music. Matins on Sunday, only on Radio Veritas, where we bring you the good news and the good music for a change.
Track of what the Lord is doing with ourselves on the inside, we will also lose track of what the Lord is doing on the outside. I think there's two things wrong with the church today. One is we don't really realize who Jesus is. We have it all in words, and we've it all written down, and we're grand what we write, but we don't realize who Jesus really is, and therefore we don't realize who we are in Christ. as soon as we wake up to realize that we are the body of Christ and that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, that we are the temple of God, is going to revolutionize our lives.
You are listening to Radio Veritas.
Yes, yes, 31 minutes after 7 right here on the station that brings you good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 on medium wave or AM, DSTV audio bouquet channel 870 www.radioveritas.co.za. You can catch us there for live audio streaming. Baba. And before that, we had Soundcheck, that uplifting song, Hear Them Muffins.
Thank you, Baba. Thank you, my father. And your chamber and your number.
Rest assured. Rest assured. Rest assured, Baba. We are here tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. It is the T Junction every Saturday morning between 7 and 9. It's Diso and LEE, the voice of reason, the voice of Africa, the voice of the world, the voice of everything good, voice of Soweto, voice of Edenville. What else?
The voice of schools.
Now let me tell you, Makemolo, Bomeba Makemza, Makemolo from the Soweto Dinary are inviting you to Enchong. Next week, Saturday, on the 27th. Next week, Friday.
It's coming Friday, this coming weekend.
Next week, from the 27th of May to the 29th, we Enchong Weni, Makemolo, Soweto Dinary. It's only 500 rands. Time for departure, 7 p.m. Tambam. Contact numbers, Ladies Rihoto, 082-255-1138. Met Ladies Rihoto on 082-255-1138. Or alternatively, you can contact Meb Wisindaba on 084-257-6681. 084-257-6681. All Catholics and non-Catholics are welcome. Thank you.
Yes, Baba. Okay. The parish of Christo Nkosi invites you to their pilgrimage to Entshongweni, Nomhlaka 27 to 29 May.
Aibu.
That's it, the same date of 27 to 29.
Yeah, two mamas.
The price is 460 rand together.
Yeah, Matot.
Yeah, Baba. For more information, you can contact the Togo. Go on 079-828-1100. It's 079-828-1100. Or which way is F? On 079-161-1958. It's 079 good choice 161-1958.
So,
yeah, parish of Christo Nkosi.
It's a term, I think, Christo Nkosi.
Christo Nkosi,
a term, I think. Spring term.
Okay.
So, yeah, 460.
It's 460 bucks.
460.
Yeah.
Now, the Makasani Soweto, it's 5 clip.
Oh, 5 clip?
Mm.
Wow.
So you choose masketel, would he?
Yeah, spoil for choice.
Wanga afuna ukuspenda ishota ngamalini
for tiger.
Yeah. Ibhaya, so thola ama refreshments nyane endleleni yabona amakholi nyane. So yes, you can choose ukuthi you choose
ufuna ukuzibona ku.
Yeah, you hamba ne parish ye Christo Nkosi or amakemulo asi Soweto from the Soweto Dinary. Yes, and next week Thursday from the 26th to the 28th of May, the Johannesburg Retroville invites couples to a weekend away. The weekend away, the Bosco Centre in Walkerville, Daleside, 2,000 rands per couple. This is for all the marriages going through trying times. So yes, it's 2,000 rands per couple and it includes food, accommodation and material. For more information, contact Craig or Colleen on 083-339-7692. Thank you, Jabonga. Now, the Archdiocese of Johannesburg hereby informs the faithful of the diaconate ordination of Tsepo Sintelekoko for the Cathedral of Christ the King, Johannesburg, date on the 25th of May. The 25th of May is this coming Wednesday. Okay, okay, okay. This is the date I have here. The ordination. Yeah, and that the Tepo Saint Lekoko be happening go the Cathedral of Christ the King on the 25th of May. Okay, I've never heard of the ordination that happened during the week, but yeah.
Wow.
This is the date I have. Lebo, if I'm mistaken, please do. I stand to be corrected. Yes, 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 indeed. Now, Our Lady of Lebanon Maronite Catholic Church, in the presence of Cardinal Bekara Boutro-Rai, inviting you to their 15th annual festival. It's happening tomorrow. Mass starts at 10 a.m. It will be followed by food and entertainment for all. It's a family day. Entrance free. For adults, it's 30 rands. For children, it's free. This is happening in Malverton, Our Lady of Lebanon Maronite Catholic Church. Their number to call there, it's 011-432-5331. 011-432-5331. What else here can I tell you about? There's lots and lots and lots and lots of announcements to be made. The date is the 21st of May. We are invited to the Holy Trinity's Parish Parenting Workshop themed Merciful Parenting Family Care. Parents, grandparents and guardians are invited. Go Holy Trinity Parish, number 62 President Road, go President Park in Midrand. Now, they're starting at 11 a.m. this morning, from 11 up until 3. It's only free and the topics of discussion will be spirituality, children and parenting, drugs, children and parenting, enhancing our children's safety, technology and social media. Now, for more information, you can contact Andrew on 082-553-5878. That's for the Holy Trinity Parish. They are inviting us to a parenting workshop themed Merciful Parenting Family Care. So all parents, grandparents, and guardians, they are all invited. 38 minutes after 7, you are still listening to Radio Veritas, and the show is The T-Junction. We are here every Saturday morning between 7 and 9. 7 and 9. Let me see one last more announcement to make. The Catholic Archdiocese of Johannesburg, the Marian Pilgrimage, they have a Marian Pilgrimage happening on the 25th of June from 9 up until 3 at the St. John North Riding Parish. The program will begin with Holy Mass at 9 a.m. and the chief celebrant will be our very own Archbishop Buti Tlhagale. There'll be Holy Mass, the visit to the Chapel of Adoration, there'll be confession, public prayers in honor of the Immaculate Conception, the recitation of the Holy Rosary, laying of hands, booking of masses, burning of candles, blessing and investiture of the Brown Scapula and Miraculous Medal, visit to the repository and snack shelter. For more information, contact Ntate Odilon Molapowa, Department of Evangelization, on 011-402-6400, alternatively, you can contact the Secretary of the St. John North Riding on 010-222-0631. That's Father Charles Uloko. And that's the Marian Pilgrimage, presented to you by the Catholic Archdiocese of Johannesburg on the 25th of June, starting from 9 up until 3. As I look at the time now, it's 20 minutes before the hour 8. Baba Lee. I'm not sure.
Still in it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Baba. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngeprocess. Remember last week, namhlanje sobheka iprocess. Ukuthi last week we were looking at ama storms. You know, with ama storms, we'll have to go through that.
On a very stormy day,
that was, eh? Saturday.
Yeah,
it was
poured.
Very stormy day.
Yeah,
so,
it poured.
Yeah, so today it's kind of a cloudy, partly cloudy, but today we are talking about processes.
Process.
That, yeah, everything.
Everything is a
everything
process.
Everything under the
everything,
sun.
Everything.
Lasts
everything,
forever,
is process,
everything
is a process.
Everything in life is a process. So today we'll be looking at the processes and talking about the processes. What does processes do in our life?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that we need to process in our life? And what processes do for us personally you know, Gucci, these stages that we're going through, the phases, you know, the systems that we are we're facing, and the seasons that we are going through.
Everything.
You know, last forever.
Your life.
You know, it's all about process.
Process.
Know? And what is it that we gain, you know, and failing to allow the process to process itself, what is it that can happen to you negatively?
I know.
So,
let's wait for 8 o'clock. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Radio Veritas, station that brings you good news and great music for a change.
Moretsi wa Radio Veritas, you know, kiss it all on a Sabatlase, Boma Chobo, Wanamachawana, Trove, Tato, Wakamuquena, Arkopane, Labubedi, Mungwe, Lemunga, Simulaka, Ura, Yabu Supa, Hufitelaka, Ura, Yabu Robedi, Maitibua, Legata Zilana Matazo, Simulaka, Ura, Yabubedi Motseha, Rufitelaka, Ura, Yabune, Arkopaneko.
Dit is Vader Mokes Kantilal Morar, hier bij Radio Veritas, die goeie nuus vir 'n slag. Ek nooi jy graag om saam te luister woensdagoggende 10:00 in die oggend en herhaal ons dit dan weer sondagoggende 9:00. Die program se naam is Ons praat graag saam Afrikaans met 'n bietjie deursig. Woensdag 10:00 in die oggend en ook sondag 9:00 in die oggend. Ek sal verheug en dankbaar wees as ons saam kan stap met die Bybel.
My name is Mike Mahoney, and I'm inviting you to join me every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for 1 hour, as together we experience what it means to be living the Scriptures. Look forward to having you join me. God bless you.
My name is Phuthi Mahanyele, and it's wonderful to be here at Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. Amongst people who believe in the Lord and who know about the power of God, and to see also just the incredible work that is being done by Radio Veritas. And I know that you are also just living the Word of God and just really being able to come up from the power of God and continuing to sow the seed of God out there and making sure that we can have a better day as we move on forward.
Maria de Nazaré, Maria me cativou, fez mais forte a minha fé e por filho me adotou. Às vezes eu paro e fico a pensar, e sem perceber me vejo a rezar. Meu coração se põe a cantar pra Virgem de Nazaré. Menina que Deus amou e escolheu, da mãe de Jesus, o Filho de Deus. Maria que o povo inteiro elegeu, Senhora e Mãe do Céu. Que eu quero bem, Maria do puro amor, igual a você ninguém, mãe pura do meu Senhor. Em cada mulher que a terra criou, um traço de Deus Maria deixou, um sonho de mãe Maria plantou, pro mundo encontrar a paz. Maria que fez o Cristo falar, Maria que fez Jesus caminhar, Maria que só viveu pra seu Deus, Maria do povo meu. Ave Maria, Ave Maria.
My name is Father Victor Ngwenya, parish priest of Holy Rosary in Piri, Soweto. My favorite scripture quote is when Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." John chapter 10, verse 10. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Prayer is just wasting time creatively with God who loves you.
St. Augustine said, "Christian, receive your mystery. You are what you receive. You become what you receive. And in receiving the Eucharist, we become Christ for the world."
Don't always ask when you pray. Instead, affirm God's blessings and spend most of your prayers giving thanks. I'm Anna Cox.
My name is Dr. Laura Colmar.
This is Sister Marie Cooper. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Kina Odilon Mulapo, wa Department ya Evangelization, Archdiocese ya Johannesburg. Ke leboha hala mametse Radio Veritas. Haile na tefela.
Hiya there, this is Stan Grakowski,
Darren,
and Rob
from the Pink Floyd Experience.
You're listening to Radio Veritas.
No more turning away.
been discouraged. Friends and family turn their backs on you.
Minutes before the top of the hour 8, it is the station that brings you the good news and great music, and the great music we've just heard right now, it's Dominion, I'll Run to Him. And before that we played that lady, that awesome lady, Lerato Molapo, known to you as Lira, with Nyabonga.
That one, she blesses me, Baba. Yeah. With the beautiful voice and the talent that she has.
You know. Lira,
have
you seen her perform live?
No, not yet.
You haven't seen Lira perform live?
Not yet. I only saw her DVD. So that's as far as I've seen her perform.
Oh, okay. But yeah, the live performance is electrifying. Such,
and I like the music and the message in her music. Mm. You know, she doesn't just sing. You know, she touches lives. You know, she touches us. You know, those who are striving for powerful messages, you know, those who want to always be positive and be motivated, you know, it's the kind of music that you can listen
That's
to.
How music should yeah, be. Baba. That's what music should do. It should speak to your soul.
Yes.
Invoke Baba. Life yeah. into your soul.
Yeah? Light that fire, Baba.
Light that fire. Spark that fire. Let's say, feel it. Let's say, believe.
So, yeah, but fun, I. Talent will pay to sister.
Thank you, Siyabonga. Thank you, Siyabonga. Lira. Yes. 2 minutes Baba. Before the hour 8. 2 minutes before the hour 8, you are still listening to the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave. We are found on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870 and www.radioveritas.co.za. That's where you can catch us on audio streaming. SMS line 41 418 09 41 809, studio line to dial 011 452 7115, Facebook page Radio Veritas South Africa, Twitter page at Radio Veritas SA. We are everywhere.
Yeah.
We are everywhere.
Any form of communication with us. We're live in
Gonke, Gonke. Hashtag Gonke. Hashtag Gonke.
Radio Veritas SA. We find us there everywhere. If you want to communicate with us, there's a lot of form of communication that they can communicate with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are here. Yeah. So for Nina Nonke.
Yeah, for Bonke food.
Bonke.
As Kete Balalamun.
Everybody's welcome. No, hashtag Nonke.
Yeah, it's hashtag Nonke.
So, yeah, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
I was telling a process. But.
You know, I love this thing, a process. I don't know how did I conceive that, but when I look at life in our stages, ne? Life in our stages and everything in life, it's all about process.
Mm.
You know, it for me to be here, it took my mom 9 months to be here.
Process.
Yeah. But she conceived me 9 months earlier, you know. But for her to see me, she had to wait for nine months. But she knew Guti, there's somebody in there. But to see me, she has to wait for 9 months. And that process, it wasn't just a very pleasing process. You know, it ups and down. And they've been cutting young boys in Ghana and plus.
I'm a big boy.
So you could imagine, you know, with that stage of life, you know, it's a very, how can I put this? It's a very joyful stage to know that you've got a blessing coming, you know, but the process of going there, the stages that you're going through, you know, even when I have to come in this life, you know, almost every mother that goes to labor, she experiences the pain.
Yeah.
You know.
The process.
The process.
The process.
You know, but after the pain, then they'll give
this
bundle of joy. You know, so in life, whatever throws on your way, yeah, Baba, whatever, aye, Baba, in life, Baba.
You see, that's a very beautiful way of putting it. I never even thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You would see umama before Azala.
Mm-hmm.
A mother,
mm-hmm.
she goes through labor pains for whatever hours. Konabanye, they go through almost a day.
Abanye, they even injected.
Yeah.
Yes, for them to feel the pain. Because without that pain, that means konde wrong. Hmm. You need to feel that pain. You need to feel that pain. And umtanabanye kumkeep up umatuli le tiso. They have to be bamshala ngaphansi kwenyawo. So life inokushaya ke. Makuthula izinto, abantu bangasekho. Life inokushaya.
Also shaya life ukuthi
papa manje. You're born for something. You're created for something. So that process leyo, you imagine umama aphuma kule process leyo. She's in pain, but she's expecting a bundle of joy. You know, uvele ubone noma okay noma ngibagcina ema movie ke, but you can see from ema movie mabakunikeza umntwana or in the soul piece. You know ukuthi she's tired. You know, but the smile, you know, the cry of utiso makeza to this life, you know, ukuthi now there's this beautiful blessing that God promises ukuthi we need to be multiply and be productive in our life. So the process ayikho mnandi, but the process le ikise bumnandini. Yeah, it's already. So in King nazo, the problems and the challenges that we're going through in our lives, they are not here forever. It probably can be only 9 months of our lives that we need to enjoy. Although it's unenjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to enjoy that process, because that process it will take out our character in us. Remember, the theme is finding your own identity.
Mm.
Remember, if you want to be free, you cannot be free, Tiso. You cannot be free and not going through the processes in Bilo. In Bilo, so clear some ups and down. When in Bilo, get up, manje, so you are pezul, you need to go through that process. Enjoy the pain. I know it's so difficult and so very unacceptable,
how
man.
Do you enjoy
somebody
pain?
To tell you, how can you enjoy the pain?
Yes.
But remember, no pain, no gain. Like, I will make you an example. Every day I go to gym, Monday to Thursday, and yesterday I was going to jog. Monday to Thursday, I go to aerobics. By the way, I'm a member of Jump and Ride. I've been coming gym, you know? So, every day, this, I always feel the pain. But I know, Gucci, that particular trainer, particular part of my body that I'm training, the pain will go away. I will gain muscle. I will gain strength. You know, I will gain fitness. So in life, when the storms comes, when everything comes, is that process in your life? This is where God wants to see you, that he can trust and use you now.
Are
you ready to accept? Because if you're going to go, remember, if you're going to go with the storm, it simply says, good, you are not family rooted. So a process my figure, your autumn, it's a shy blow away. And it's a total when you know, we part and parcel, put some big ideas, and when the demand, a process, it says now, find your own identity. Try and enjoy, although it's unenjoyable, whatever you're doing. But it's full no good to one. Seek who you are. Seek and ask God, what is it that he created you for? Because the process, like Moses, of taking the children from Egypt to the promised land,
yes.
It wasn't an easy process. It wasn't easy. Even the process of Abraham to the promised land, it was an easy process.
Hey.
Along the way, there were storms. Along the way, there were everything. But he was promised
the freedom.
At the end, you're going to be free, and you're going to have a child. Natural birth, just imagine. Ngale go 100. Uzoba nomntwana.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable stories. So what is it that can come in our way if we have God? Because even God's process on its own, if when you give yourself to God, you surrender everything to God, everything that you have, and everything, you surrender and submit yourself to God. The process and follow the God ways and follow the God's laws, it's not easy. Because God is always going to prune you. He's pruning us.
Mm.
So it's a process that we need to enjoy in our lives. When you go and go for tendering, it's a process that you have to go through, screening all those people who are playing for the tender.
Mm.
Each and everything in our life. When you want to go and register a company, you wait because there's a process. Everything. Before I can even crawl, I have to be taken care of.
Yes.
I have to first learn to sit. I have to after learn to crawl. Before I can able to walk, I have to put bambis in bambese. Before I can walk, before I can even run. It's all those processes. And if ngathi mina mangiyoko ukuqala zangivuke futhi, I don't think ngabe ngikhulile kanje, ngiqine kanje. But ukuwe empilweni na kusho ukuthi kuphelile ngawo. You have to get up after you fall down. Good, how many times it does not count. It counts how many times you able to get up. Life will be shyer. Yellow process of Frigginese. I guess it's a well moon demand that them people now go and try and find one story that is powerful and motivating. And Bafuni, the person behind the story, Babona processes as Lego and big companies that they went through processes. Some they went to a recession, but they're able to bounce back. Life is always going to be like that. Without the process in our life, we are doomed to fail. Because if life is humble, smooth riding, I think for me it's going to be boring life.
So we need la trials and tribulations.
We really need those trials and tribulations. I'm not saying we invite them.
No.
But God says so. If God of Abraham, God of Moses, if even Jesus Christ
went through that process.
For us, just imagine Jesus Christ went through the process that he went through for us to be forgiven. For us, our sin to be taken away. Just imagine if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself, went through that, sacrificed himself for us to be forgiven. Who am I to not want the process to process itself in my life?
Mm-mm.
So the problem is we're denying the process to process itself. Mm. Then we want to take shortcuts. And the shortcuts are what they bring. Is it come, is it go? If you want something this so, as the eagle, friends will shy away, will fly away from you. Because they wouldn't understand, Guti. When how can you so much, so focused on following your dreams? Ubamtala, we are Shiega. I have a friend by the name Umpati. A friend, he's very talented. He's an artist, that one. He can sing, he can act, he can write stories. He's an artist. But the family like him disowning because they think akafuna ukusebenza. Ngoba bheka ama brothers akhe na ama sisters akhe, what they've achieved. In the corporate world of going 9 to 5, and they say, and he has achieved a lot according to him and according to me. After I get to understand and I get to hear his story, then I could understand that this guy went through a lot in his life, but he traveled the world because of the talent. You know, achieve awards, you know, but our parents expect something instant. Life is not about instant.
Yeah, bafuna ama
instant.
Everything
results.
Should be microwave.
Instant results. I could not shut my mouth about the 11 years, 12 years that I went through.
Yes.
The process of 11 years.
Yes,
but that
yes,
process,
yes.
God was pruning me to become what I am
shaping
today.
Shaping and molding me.
The gold to be used. You know how many stages that it has to went through before it can be gold and be go there to the shelf and it goes through a lot of fire, Baba. Fire and water and everything, Baba. To where it is today, good to be cold. Is it within the veniaco or intermeniaco or even in your tooth? A cold. So, a life is so. I'm going to get letter in this one, Gucci. It's the tail on a scatter. But the life when it comes, good now, the process now, it coming good now, you're on a difficult stage. Don't cry. You can cry. It's good to cry to relieve the pain, but you must go back into the horse, go back to the tree, go back to life.
So should we time ourselves? Meleng is time. Ekuthi mina by 35 years ngifuna sengiyenze so, or do you just let go and let the creator take charge?
I think it's nice to have time frame, but we need to be realistic about what we need to do.
Okay.
When you write those goals and say, at the age of 35, I want to be so and so, you look at your goals. Are they goals that need somebody to be part of it to make it happen or what? You know, so it's good to have a time frame, but you need to be realistic on it.
Okay, artist Tate Ekola. Radio Veritas, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
We are good, thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. What a lovely topic.
Lovely topic, yes. About the process.
I agree with the speaker. Mm. You can never give testimony if you were never tested.
Ow.
You must be first, be able to, you must be tested and pass the test.
Yes.
You can be able to can stand there and test it, give testimony accurate.
That's it.
And say me.
Yes, that's it, mama.
If you see me, this is a pruning process.
Mm. Pruning,
that
pruning
I went
process.
Through.
That's the one.
It was the most difficult thing when I was being pruned.
Yes.
But when God presented me back to the world, I was in perfect shape.
Aye. But the pressure creates diamonds.
That's it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. If we don't want to be in the fire that Shadrach and Abednego and Meshach were in and came out unscathed, who are we? Our scars doesn't say show that we are weak, but it shows where we come from and how we survive through those scars.
Mm.
When you look at scars, you say, you know, this scar reminds me of what I went through, but look where I am today.
Mm,
that's very profound.
Identification is very important.
That's very profound.
Having a meeting with oneself.
That's right.
Yes.
It's very important.
It's very key. It's
and,
very key.
You know, let God.
Let God.
And allow God.
Mm.
Stop interrupting God.
Oh,
when you've given it to the to-do box of God, don't go back and say, how far are you? He knows when. His timing is always perfect.
Who are we speaking to?
Hey, that's profound.
Speaking to Jackie, the binker.
Jackie, where are you calling from?
From Pretoria West.
From?
Pretoria West.
Oh, thank you for those most powerful, inspiring words, hey?
Thank you.
And stay blessed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, baby.
You know this, so she couldn't say it any better.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's about life. You know, process of life, we won't gonna shy away. We won't gonna deny it. Either you're denying it or you accept it. The only problem that we have as people that I've seen, that we tend to struggle and then we think that God is not existing. It is because we don't give our heart, we don't give ourselves to God wholeheartedly. You know, we give ourselves with one foot and then other foot, it's something else.
Dangling on the fence.
Yeah, dangling on the fence. You know? So from there, God cannot work because we are confusing Him. 2 minutes, 2 minutes to this side, 2 minutes, 2 minutes to that side.
I say Benzi Ganjal.
I span Ganjal. Radio Veritas, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mama. How are you?
Sisonke.
Hey, me Beatrice.
The processes, Mama, that you're experiencing in your life, it should happen like exactly like that. But God wants to see your character. God wants to see the character in you because He knows very well what is it that He created you for. What you're going through is just a process. So you need to be firmly rooted and stay in God.
But you know what I can say, sometimes we are not even aware that you are going for a process.
Mm.
Until we find people like you.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you look back where you come from. How did I come to be this? How did I have a workroom? How did I have children? How did this and this and this?
Yes, ma'am.
It's part of the process.
Hello?
Get part of the process, isn't it?
You know,
you had to listen to Radio Veritas. Lee had to come. It was part of the process. So we're not very motivated, right?
Yes.
That's true. Sometimes you will find that you're a wire in school.
Yes.
But you will
not be
a it doesn't mean how poor Africans are. 100 is 100. 100
Not having parents, not having a home and all that.
And yet you are still here. Giving testimony to it.
Give testimony to it, Mama. Thank you very much, Mama. Thank you, Mepitris.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Sisonke. Sisonke. Hashtag Sisonke.
All right.
Thank you.
Gidlule kanjani kumnyama awu singaboni. Ayi bo kunale ngoma lethi dlule kanjani?
Sindlule kanjani?
Yeah.
Kuvaliwe.
Kumnyama ngingaboni. Dlule kanjani? God, make it happen. Your life will change the day you give God everything you have. Eh? Ikhona ingoma lapha dise ngazwa ngikhohle manje ngiyeke ngikhohle le kuthi I surrender everything to you with everything I have. Everything.
Surrender.
Yeah. You know, without you surrendering, uyakubuka nje uNkulunkulu is folding his arms. It's okay. The day you're getting tired, the day you said now enough, I'll be able to solve your problem. I'll be able to take you out of that process, because the day you say now I give everything to you and I surrender everything to you, this is the process will end. The new life and the new beginning will start in your life. Do you understand? The day ungafuna ukuncedisa uNkulunkulu, akafuna ukuncedisa, akafuna simncedise. Remember ukuthi sethe all the burdens, you'll carry them for us. So, yeah, that means he is in charge of what we're going through. What we're going through is just an experience that we are gaining through what we are going through. That experience builds us, builds our confidence, builds our courage, builds our character. You know, because we are powerful beings. So we go through that because we are following him. When you're following him, he's true on his word. He cannot promise you something, then the next day he tells you something else.
Nah.
He's true on his word. So if you believe in him, if you give yourself to him, if you follow his footstep and listen to his word, and I'm telling you this, so nobody will stand in your way. I feel like preaching today, but I'm not a pastor.
Oh, I'm going to preach, pastor. 17 minutes after 8, it is the station that brings you the good news, brought to you by Lee, and great music right here on Radio Veritas. It is the T-Junction, tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. It's a process. Remember that.
Mangala, umangi pe. Hi, this is Father Saki Mofokeng from the Diocese of Bethlehem, working presently at the conference under the Department of Evangelization as a secretary. Wish you all well, those who are listening to Radio Veritas. God bless you.
Yeah, I know, you know, what a calling is. I mean, we all have a calling in our life, I believe. You know, I'm from the dirt, man. I come up in these streets. I went without eating, you know what I'm saying? Saw my mom go without eating. I got tired of that. I had to get out there in them streets and hustle, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easy for y'all to say, you know, surrender your life, you know what I'm saying? Give your life to God and all that. You know, that's good, and I believe in God. But when you got bills at your front door all the time, you know what I'm saying? Kids screaming, Daddy, Mama, where the food at? Man, it makes it kind of hard to believe in, you know, and have faith in something that you can't see. Even though you want to believe, but y'all just gonna have to pray for me, you know what I'm saying? Because,
constantly, my mind and my heart is racing. Yeah. All by myself, trying to solve all of these problems I'm facing. Oh, yeah. Looking to man, trying to find hope. Uh-huh. But man will never know the depth of my struggles. I was depending on myself, to give myself a hand. Oh, but when depending on myself, I fail time again. That's why, I'm standing here alone,
all alone,
with no one else.
Lord, I realize that I can't fight these battles by myself.
I surrender. I surrender.
Wow.
Make it work, mm-hmm. But everything I seem to try just made it worse. Oh, oh, oh. And every road that I go down, there were no signs. Destination lonely, with no peace of mind. Oh, I was depending on myself, to give myself a hand.
But when
depending on myself,
I would fail time and time again.
That's why
I'm
standing here alone,
with
no one else.
Lord, I realize that I can't fight these battles by myself. I surrender.
I surrender.
Oh, I surrender.
See,
I've searched high and I've searched low.
Said you're all throughout the building.
So come and rescue me from this hell.
Cause I can't do it.
Track of what the Lord is doing with ourselves on the inside, we will also lose track of what the Lord is doing on the outside. I think there's two things wrong with the church today. One is, we don't really realize who Jesus is. We have it all in words, and we have it all written down, and we're grand what we write, but we don't realize who Jesus really is, and therefore we don't realize who we are in Christ. As soon as we wake up to realize that we are the body of Christ and that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, that we are the temple of God, that's going to revolutionize our lives.
In-depth analysis on the day's news, whether in the church or the secular world, tune in to Changing Gear with Father Brian on Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. each week. Radio Veritas, good news for a change.
Sicinga ngoThixo wethu osisikelelayo. Join me every Sunday evening on the new show Hali Pirimile Lakutshonilanga with Don Simile Mngadi from 7 to 9 p.m. as we wrap up our Sunday.
Oh, Hali Pirimile.
If we love God, if we honor God, and also at the same time if we believe in God, we will go to Him for forgiveness. We will come to Him for forgiveness, as the Holy Father puts it.
Join me, Father Thabo Motsekwa, on Changing Gear every Tuesday, 4 to half past 5 here on Radio Veritas, as we look and share together on matters of faith, social, political, and spiritual. These issues are very closer to our hearts, to look into them as a church and also individuals, sharing, as you'll be also giving us call on our program on Changing Gear every Tuesday here on Radio Veritas 576, the good news for a change.
Hi, this is Helen Mube from Moya Parish in Tembisa. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news for a change.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy give sight to a blind man? Did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God. Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
After 8 on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It is Radio Veritas, 576 AM, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. We had a super triple jam, Mary Did You Know, with Kevin Lawler and the Parish of St. John's North Riding, I Surrender, Ari Kelly, and we opened it up with Namhlanje Sijoya Celebration.
How Namhlanje Sinyamangala.
Why not? We all deserve it.
We are all children of God.
We all deserve it.
With him in our lives, we always prosper as Baba. Nobody will stand in our way. Even us, we cannot stand in our own way. You know, finding your own identity, you know. You don't have to take this lightly. Zithole, man. Zunderstand ukuthobani. Mina this I won't gonna understand you if you don't understand yourself. I don't think now will understand me if I don't understand.
Mhlambe that's the problem. That's where the problem is. Umuntu akai understand lento, this whole thing of finding your identity and finding yourself.
I don't think God was gonna give me the message to spread across. I'm not the only one who's dealing with identity.
Mm-mm.
I've came across a lot of authors. Most they are talking about identity. Max Moyo, one of those who I know, I met them at Monte Cassino. There was a book launch last month.
Mm.
No, Dr. Malinga. Not Dr. Malinga.
Dr. Malinga.
Not the singer.
Hey, pushing our lives to be wrong. Dr. Malinga, my singer, Paling,
not the singer, but there's a doctor, Malinga, it happens that Bumakama, Ibong's a fan. And then Max Moyo, you know, they're dealing with identity, you know. And that guy, after, as he was performing Max Moyo, as he was doing motivation, you could see and you could feel his presence, the passion. He doesn't feel like he's working, but it's work, because the most fearful thing in the whole entire universe, number one, is public speaking. But Sabo Kulman in public, don't take that lightly. So when he was doing that, you know, you could see that Italian did so. He was demonstrating what he feels inside. He was demonstrating the talent that God gave him. He was demonstrating that if you find yourself, if you know and understand who you are, you're able to express yourself. You cannot even define, yabo, or explain good how do you feel. The only way to explain it is just do whatever you want, whatever you like, whatever you're passionate about. So without knowing who you, just imagine, without knowing who you are, without exactly not knowing who you are, without exactly not knowing what is that we are born for, you're always going to talk about poverty. You're always going to talk about people vandalizing things in your life. You're always going to talking about people bewitching you. You're always going to talk about negativity, because you're already lost.
Nah.
Yes.
So negativity will always be surrounding you.
Yes. In those small cheap chairs from the offices, you're always going to be amongst those. In the small cheap chairs, you're always going to be around those. Oh, when people burning things, always going to fall and burn things. Because you're obstructed and distracted. Because you don't know yourself.
You don't know where you're going.
Even if somebody can come to you and say, Jesus Christ is right at the door. He said, I must ask you, what is it that you want? He'll give you, but besides money, because he can give you something that is worth more than money.
Worth more.
People won't gonna able to say, I want this. They say, I want a job. If I can have a job and a house. You want a job and a house? What is it that you're born for? What is it that you created for?
I want a bigger picture.
I cannot feel like this alone. I know there are a lot of people who are feeling like the way I feel. And I said a lot, but I know it's on the minority side of it.
Mm.
People who are chasing their dreams and following their talents. Most people are lost.
I understand the concept of finding your
own
identity.
Ama churches, they wouldn't like this fool if people understand themselves. You know?
Yeah.
They go there with the hope of preachers will preach and teach so that they can something can be enlightened. In their lives. Empilions are ngaphakathi.
Yes.
We'll light that fire.
Empilions
are. That's why they're going to church. They're striving for better. You know? But along the way, because Kumbule, Nyola, on the Elgar, right somewhere.
I get sure.
And I remember in the Book of Revelation, three more, 16, 17, 18. Ngulungulu Gutsi, asking a Kulmangu lukewarm, Gutsingabi lukewarm. It's either we are Shisa or we are banned. Yeah. Mama will look warm, Magawas now cooks. And it's over like Kaflele, Katalele. So it's either you hot
or you cold.
Yeah. As good on a Boba and a valley. That's one of the most important as Nixon that was on Kunukulue, or since the Lindozak. I got that on the outright, Jane. Yeah, boom. And it's been like I'm Nandi. Unlike those people who say they have chosen Jesus Christ as my life and savior. I've taken God, I've taken a cross, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer of God.
Mm.
But yet, when the storm comes, when those processes come, we are the one who humble himself. Yeah, we are the one first who funa yabo is it the same when but you don't trust in him. But when mauna makolo la pana esontweni iculo, uculela phezulu. But when those processes come, when you're the first one to pay out. And don't trust God. And at the time God wants to help you, because remember, he always has a solution to a problem. Then you'll come back and say, "Ah, guy, kolong kunungul." Lot of people they go to churches and then along the way by yega and then here's the problem in people they go to churches to be spectators, and they don't know they are part of the game. If you go to the church for the fact that you are a spectator, then you're in the wrong place,
because
we are not a fan. We are part and parcel of that body called church. So when the pastor preaches, it's the gift that they gave him to preach to us and teach us so that we can able to learn and understand the word of God. And then from there, make action out of it.
Yes.
Implement whatever we learn. So Tina's look at the oh, pastor, was very shy. Father Emilio, oh, today was hot. But the next day, the next hour, you do something else that contradicts what you just learned.
What you just heard or learned.
Yeah. So you see, there's a problem, and it's all us. So if I can able to identify and acknowledge my mistake as a person, that says growth to me. Understand my mistakes, acknowledge my problem. When you go to hospitals, unless you've been short or whatever reasons, but when you're sick, they ask you before they can diagnose you, what's wrong?
Yeah,
and before you can go to hospital, that means you acknowledge that you're sick,
yeah.
You're not well. So your problem to be solved, you have to acknowledge that you have a problem and give the problem to God and pray about the problems and have trust and faith in God. Because faith on its own, Tiso. We'll talk about faith next week. Without faith in your life, you're so good in freedom. Because if faith, Baba, you're going to go on command. Temba. Baba, faith, Baba. Now.
I see again.
Baba,
Let's see how strong your faith is.
Yeah.
Just
imagine the troops. Even Moses, he couldn't believe. Moses was stuttering. He was put on a deep end. But the process of taking these people from Egypt to the promised land, God instilled faith ku Moses and he believe ku Moses. I'm your God. I'm a God of Abraham. I'm your God. Don't tell me, Baba. Yeah, throw into yakho phansi sibone ngeke izenze kalana. Khona umuntu ongakwenza lokho. Before uFaro athi Puman, that was a process. Because he had to show him all the miracles God that he did. Said kuzoba so before they can be freed.
And he believed.
Believer, Baba. Your faith. Red Sea was open.
And he believed.
He have to. Just imagine you have opportunity to speak to God directly. Well, third part, behalf.
One on one. Yes.
So that's why when you pray for other people.
That's right.
Mhlambe when we are dedicated 95%. Yabo, 95% you pray for other people, for your country, for the loved ones, the neighbors, the community, the jobs and everything, your pastors and everything. When they pray for us. Now, but they need us to pray for them. So there's no third part. Good father, walk us on missing line la and on Kumen and Kunukunukulu there. We go direct and speak to him.
One on one.
And if we don't have faith, we won't have to say.
So why even bother?
Why even bother and waste your time? I mean, I appreciate people who just sit at home and not lie. But I hate people who talk bad about God. And while God is providing them with everything that they need every day of their lives, yet they still talk bad about God. Regardless what you say about him,
he's
a God.
So
in the beginning, God created. He created this world. He created us. So we must be productive and multiply, Baba. Radio Veritas, good morning.
I'm going to go to the house. Batseba la mfodisa.
Oh man.
Ene ka jeno lenkelele di se hore istomo tsena ke motho o na le tsona.
It's a process. Yes, mama. It's a process.
Di ya bofe. A renke hate week. Le le bo sile la tse.
Me sha ba la.
Ka ka lo go le bona. E ka re batseba kore ke ga ke le tsebe mare ke bona le le basimanyana ba bannyanenyana gomme ba lona ba letlhogonolo
re letlhogonolo lo bana le wena ga o founa je mashabalala o founa go bona its motswadi
lwenaa ke sala le mme waka ga o tshwanetse gore gona jale be le gore ke tisa ena mara ga e re saturday ke re wa tseba keng e re kile o mamela basimane bake gore ke tlo kgona gore di-storm setsena gore ke di
mamelele ke ntho tse fetang after mo letsatsi la tšhaba go ba monate ba ntho tsentle
kaleleobogatle.
Thank you, Mesha Balala. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot. Thank you ba letsatsi le monate.
Yeah.
You see,
you think it's through our wisdom?
No,
it's through our powers.
No,
our cleverness. No, it's not like that, Baba.
No, it's not.
Somebody's already seated down and graphed this, and he said, "Guys, process it now. I've already processed it from above. So, guys, wake up and this day it will be like this." He's laughing in heaven and said, "Look at my children."
It's not even about us.
It's not about us. Oh, Baba, it's not about us.
Not even about us.
It's bigger than us.
Way bigger.
You know, so I always have trust and faith in him. You know, I laugh at myself. I won't gonna forget even the day we were here in the production side. Remember, I said you were not this, so you threw me under the bus.
Oh, that
you remember? You know, those things one has to go through.
That's right.
You don't just become a great DJ overnight.
No, you don't just become
a great motivational speaker. You don't just become overnight.
Mm-mm.
Those things, get the processes of fumbling and stumbling over yourself, fumbling and stumbling over your weight. It builds you.
Exactly.
When you go and reflect and make introspection, yakho. We are both human. One day, as I'm telling them, good, in the next 5 years, I'll be the best in SA. I've started it now. Radio Veritas, good morning.
Morning, and how are you?
We are very well, and you?
Oh,
Oh, thank you very much. You know, the protesting.
Yeah.
The protesting.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, yeah. I think if we can all understand that everything, it happened because of a process.
You can't
even wait to have it because of the process.
Yeah, yeah, Mama.
But
yeah.
America is a family thing. Look how fair.
Yes, Mama.
But that's how it
is. But that's how it is. At least today, I understand the whole. Everything is a Mayaka process.
Yes, Mama. Yes, Mama.
Yeah. So, Lungwana, how can I make it? Hannah, I said, about another process. She had to study for the whole year. The process to get that certificate.
That's right.
It, Mama.
That's right.
Now, even if I sleep late, I wake up early, it's a process, and I just want to get that matric certificate. Radio Veritas, because every Saturday we have something na at the ASB Yamasever. So every day I look at love for that week I meet me tell something new.
Ralebo, Ribuali make it a man calibito?
Kim may be Nakatora Mukoch or Mosulville.
Sosville. Ralebo, I met D.
Ralebo, ha holu mama.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Baba K. You could see the process.
In the process.
I was talking to the great 12 that go later on Tuesday, you know, telling them about the process. But it's going to end. Another process is going to start in your life.
Mm.
Now we are doing grade 12. You feel like you don't have time to play. You don't have time to hang around now. They're bombasting you with school work and everything. You come out, you come first school, you go the last. Everything happened for a reason in life. You know, it's going to pass. But a life in game, it's all about stages. There are new stages and new challenges each and every day. So you're going to finish grade 12, another chapter of those who are going to university, of going to technical, another new chapter that they have to open, another new chapter for those who are going to go and work and hustle, another new chapter for those who are going to start companies. It's a process. You're always going to peel, you know, it's about the process of life. So if you don't allow the process to process itself, I'm ashamed.
Allow the process to process itself. It's so clear. Yes. Life is all about. It's a feeling process. Everything's a process from birth.
I couldn't have come up with a better example. We once our parents waited us for 9 months, you know, for 9 months.
Endurance.
Just imagine, I couldn't carry something.
And the final hours before,
the painful ones.
But after the results of that,
wow, the bundle of joy, and that bundle of joy today. We're giving joy to some people out there because of the talent, because of what we're created for. For Edmund, it was not just a 9-month J. For us, we created so that we can hear and do something out of our lives. We're doing what we love best. We're doing what we know best. And we're learning each and every day. And we're growing each and every day. Critics are always going to be part of our lives as people. This is what we have to go through as a person.
It's a process now.
It's a process critics. On its own. Without critics, the life inaccurate. Remember, the dog doesn't bark. The car that just stands standing, but a moving car. So if you're moving forward, that means you're going straight to the bank. You're moving forward, it will bark. So if you're always going to ask people, how can I help you? It's another door to the bank. How can I help? It was my question, asking myself, what is that God I can do for my people? For the fact that I'm still waiting to go through other talents of mine. What is it I can do? I feel like I'm serving. I'm not working.
That's
I'm
right. Serving my saving. Community.
I'm serving God the country. Servant. I'm a squad servant. This First is what you don't foremost. Want again, people. People would rather stay and crack and be and ruse but they've got something that they're created for. They can go and serve.
Each and every one of us.
Serve.
your community. Serve as on doing. Serve. Give your time to God. Serve that time. Serve. I'm actually in Zingini, but we in this spin a span, but we shy to clean it because we are serving them. You have to serve. It's a process that we have to go through.
Well, people, you were not as long as 9 months in your mother's in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
You know, while you were growing up in a womb, just to go to figure
out.
No, you are great. You are greater than that.
People should go back and really and reflect back into this country. For us to arrive in 1994 and vote, what really happened in this country?
Yo.
We're still dealing with those issues as a skeleton.
Yes.
Igaza corn. This country went through rough process. People spend their lives in jail, sacrifice their lives in jail.
Yeah, we've come too far.
We've come too far. So this is a country of milk and honey. Why a lot of nations, they want themselves here? There's something special about South Africa. South African, we should wake up and realize what we have. What are you going through? Aisho Nix,
Nix.
And what is waiting for you is bigger.
Yo.
That we can even imagine.
I wish you can understand that.
I wish they can.
I wish you can understand that. I wish you can just understand that on how great you are.
Yes. How powerful.
How powerful you are. Unayo. Unayo.
It's very cool. Fear not.
Fear not.
Unyesab.
Fear not. So next week, we're dealing with faith.
Next week, we're dealing with faith.
I think with faith and fear. Faith and fear. Those two
Fs. Because, you know, faith and fear, we will mix it, three of them.
Yeah.
Faith, fear, corona living in Kabanga mind. Ne belief. Because if faith and fear, Christian, this is a humble and in the same contest. You know, fear, faith, belief. Because in this Bulala, it's in a school, which we have a free. A school. And we can be free. And this country can free it. But you cannot free this country if you're not free.
If you're not free yourself.
Yeah. I always ask people, Guti, the educational system that is there is being created by a human being. So if you want it to change, who's going to change it if it's not you? When you feel angry at bed, you will change your one. Because now I change your one at your bed. Why are you going to change your by change? Now you establish the con. If we want to improve it, you are the next one to improve it.
Unleash the power.
Unleash the power
unleash
in you.
The power invested
but fear,
in you.
If you don't have faith on yourself, how could you make it different in this
that if false evidence appearing
yes, real Baba okay.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Anyway, thank you, Baba.
Thank you, Papa.
As I check the time now, it's 6 minutes before the top of the hour 9. You've been listening to the T Junction. Do remember, we are here every Saturday morning, 7 to 9. We tremendously thrive through trials and tribulations. We've been listening to Radio Veritas. We are live on 576 on Medium Wave. We are live on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870. And before I leave, Bazungulala, I have to send a special birthday shout out to Miss Dineo Mamutibi Mulebazi. Happy 20th birthday. I hope she won't strangle me for revealing her age. But she's only 20 years young. Eh?
20 years young.
20 years young. Nah, 20 years young.
Young.
I think she's 16. I think she's.
No, okay.
She looks 16. But she's 16. So happy birthday, Dini. Have a beautiful one. Aye. And happy birthday to each and every one of you celebrating their birthdays. Being May the 21st. I always keep telling people, May babies are the best, and you can tell them I said so.
Since we still left with 4 minutes or so, I'd like to say good luck to all the matriculants in grade 11 and everyone who's going to be writing. Thank you for the respect. Thank you for respect. Chablan Technical, that is a church cause. Thank you very much for the respect, you know. And thank you very much for your commitment in everything that we commit ourselves into, you know. They're always there and always respecting and always listening.
So hopeful. Midterm.
I probably going to be starting from next week and that other week, you know. So. And we don't have to scare these grade 12 people. You know?
No.
That's why I'm there, you know, to say, guys, don't be scared. You know, If me na ngutanda, I was once there and I mean it.
I mean, hey, exactly.
So if guys you, in a smartboard, in a iPad, in a young
kid, oh, but I,
that
hey,
is easy. You also very, research. Very easy.
There was no Google back then.
Ah, Google.
Google.
Google is saying nimbanta. Thank you very much, Tiso.
Guys, I know. Thank you, Nyagwonga Lee.
Yeah.
It's a process. We'll be back again next week, Saturday, between 7 and 9. Yeah, it will be a process again. We hope you have a very fruitful week and a blessed weekend. Yes, good luck to each and every one of you. I'm wishing you all God's blessings in whatever you'll be doing this weekend. And from me and Lee, it's goodbye and God bless.
Tower. This is Isaac Sravutla from St. Matthew's Parish in Tembisa. Mametse Radio Veritas. Station selising sa makatolika lefasin la South Africa. Mamelandi tabatse mnati. Mudima belona karina kotsotli. Kia leboha.
Jesu ya pili bonolo libu iko kobetso. Etza ori pelo tza ornadi tshwanele ya hao. Mona ke Mema Fungati, Dorothy Fungati wa Orlando East, Christ the King. Le mametse tabatse molemo ho Radio Veritas 576 AM.
Kia le dumedisa ka ofela makatolika matle. Ke Michael Madonna enwa ko Asen Albert o Fosloras le mametse Radio Veritas station Samantha sa South Africa.
Oh, my time.